Hi, Bob Barney here for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. I got a letter from someone the other day that was saying that the tone of my shows lately have been a little more bitter and not loving. Well, I've never had a loving show. That's not, if that is what you're looking for, basically false Christianity, you've tuned into the wrong place. However, I am not a person who is vindictive. I'm not a person who wants anybody to be harmed in any way. I'm not a violent type person, but I do tell the audience here what God plainly says in His Word. I've said this many times and many times before, and I want to say it again. God doesn't come to me and have breakfast with me like some other people. I'm not a prophet like the prophets of the Bible who God spoke to or gave visions and dreams to. That's not me. So many times I have shows where I give my opinion, like on the economy, on what Trump's doing. That's not from the Bible, and that's the news. This is a news and not a religious broadcast. I am not in any way an evangelist, a prophet, a minister of God, or anything. But I am a student of the living God, a follower of the living God, which is God the Father and God Jesus Christ. And I believe in them, and I believe in their word. It's called the Holy Bible. Now, I understand when people have problems with the Bible because of interpretations, and sometimes they listen to people like myself say, well, the Bible says this, but this is with the original meaning of it or the original word of it, and that can be confusing. Another thing that I think that can be confusing is when people read the harshness of the Old Testament or how they perceive it to be, and the relatively what they consider in the New Testament, that Jesus only practices love and kindness and he never condemns anyone and nobody gets condemned in the New Testament like the Old Testament, and that Jesus is the son of the God of the Old Testament and he's just a nicer fella. Well, that is probably the most harmful misconception one can have of the Bible, because first of all, the God of the Old Testament, who you may think is a mean old SOB God who just was not fair to people and just loved to see people sizzle on a fire in hell somewhere, was none other than the God that we know as Jesus Christ. That is the true identity of the Lord God of the Old Testament. The I am that I am. We've proven that on various shows, and you can easily even do a web search and find out that the I am that I am refers to Jesus' his pre-earthly mission as God of this world, the God who created everything. He created Adam and Eve, talked to Adam and Eve. It wasn't God the Father. It wasn't God the Father that ordered the person who broke the Sabbath with Moses and collected manna on the Sabbath day to be stoned to death. That wasn't the God the Father that did that. It was Jesus Christ as the I am God of the Godhead, if you find in the pages of the Old Testament. So this idea that Jesus was this new modern hip type of God, unlike his father, that brought love and compassion to the Christian religion, and that's why everybody now is supposed to forgive one another and live in like a hippie land of the 1960s. They don't understand. For example, this quote is found in the New Testament. This is not an Old Testament. Therefore, God delivered them over to their desires of sexual impurity so that their bodies were degraded among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served what has been created instead of the Creator, who is to be praised forever and ever. Amen. For this reason, God delivered them over to their disgraceful passions. Their women exchanged the natural sexual relations, like what you should have with a man, for unnatural ones, which today, homosexuality and other things. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. I've said that before. The men, in the same way, also left natural relations with women and were inflamed in their lust for one another. Homosexuality again. Men committed these shameless acts with men and received their own persons the appropriate penalty for their error. And because they did not think it worthwhile to acknowledge God, God delivered them over to their corrupt mind so they would do whatever they wanted to do, that which was not right. They are filled with all unrighteousness, evil, greed, and wickedness. They are full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, arrogant, proud, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to their own parents, senseless, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. Although they know God's just justice, that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they even applaud others who practice them. Do we not see that today? Can you really read the pages of the Bible, New Testament or Old Testament, and really come away with thinking that we're not these people that God is so mad at, and that we think maybe now we're under a new order of things, that Christ did away with the law, which he did not, and that we can do whatever we want as long as we ask for forgiveness. Everybody can be forgiven. You're to forgive everybody for everything they do to you. I've never seen where you should forgive anybody for murder or anything like that if they're not repentant. I don't see that. But how about this? Let's go to Proverbs 28. When a country is lawless, I wonder, like America, it has one ruler after another, but when it's led by a man with understanding and knowledge, it continues to be strong. When we have good rulers, good kings, you see in the book of Kings and the book of Chronicles, go read that again sometime. Read the difference. They go through every single king of Judah and every single king of Israel, and they say which one is a good one, which one's a bad one, and what they did to make them good and what they did to make them bad. Rulers who mistreat the poor are like the hard rain that destroys the crops. Those who disobey what they actually have been taught praise these wicked people, but those who obey what has been taught by God are against them. The people are against them. The people don't like anybody that really wants you to follow God. That's what it's saying here. Evil people do not understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understands it completely. It is better to be a poor and innocent person than a rich and wicked one. Children who obey what they have been taught are very smart, but friends of troublemakers disgrace their parents. Some people get rich by overcharging others. Now, we see that today a lot. But their wealth will be given to those who are kind to the poor. If you refuse to obey what you have been taught, your prayers will not be heard. Those who lead good people to do wrong will be ruined by their own evil, but the innocent will be rewarded for the good things that they do. Rich people may think they're wise, but the poor with understanding will prove them ultimately wrong. When good people triumph, there is great happiness in the land. But when the wicked people gain control, everybody hides. You know, on a side note, a joke that was told to me a few months ago, but the ICE raids in all of these places where Hispanics are working, especially. Some of them are illegal immigrants. Some of them are maybe legal green card holders. But they said, you know, there's a joke every day with the Mexican word for the day. Well, back then it was the Mexican word for the day, hide. And that is actually what's happening with the crops in this country and a lot of other things. Too many Mexicans or Hispanic people are hiding. So let's go into some other Bible quotes here, because I thought we should get some New Testament quotes here to show you that maybe this Jesus guy that you think is this effeminate, girly kind of guy who never condemns anyone and never could get into a fight because he's so weak, maybe you could see a little bit of an idea that he's the same person, the same being that was the God of the Old Testament. So if you go to Matthew chapter 23, and I'll just read this real quickly. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes of and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to do, you must do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do with the things they say," or something like that. "For they bind heavy burdens near too hard to bear, and they lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves will not carry them. They love to sit in the best places at the feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called rabbi by everyone. But you are not to be called rabbi, for there is one teacher, that is Christ. Do not call anyone on your earth father. All right, what do the Catholic priests call? Oh, aren't they called father? Father this, father that. Anyway, do not call any earthly man on this earth father, except for your own true biological father, of course. For one is your father, and that's he who is in heaven. That's the God, the Father. He goes on, but woe to you scribes and Pharisees. You're hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom against men, for you cannot get in there yourselves, and you don't allow others to enter into it as well. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you're hypocrites. You devour widows' houses and with the pretense with long prayers. Woe to you, Pharisees, you're hypocrites, for you travel the land and the sea to win one convert, and when he's won over, you make him twice the son of hell as you are yourself. Woe to the blind guides who swears by the temple means nothing, but who swears by the gold of the temple is obliged to perform it. Fools, what is greater, the temple or the gold? And he goes through all the different woes of the hypocrites, the Pharisees, just like the people of today. And he goes on to say, therefore, I will send you prophets, wise men, scribes, many of which you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will scourge in the synagogues, or I should say the churches, and persecute them from city to city, so that all the righteous blood shed on this earth. Now, I want you to hear this quote. This is Jesus Christ. It's if you have a red letter Bible, it's in red letters. I want you to listen to this quote and see if this is the Jesus that you think you know. He goes on to say that because of what they did to these people, that on you, meaning these Pharisees, these false teachers, these false ministers and bad leaders of the country, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah. And then he goes on to say that all of the sins of the world is going to be really placed on these people who did this back then. That's a pretty condemning God right there. That's not the Jesus Christ that people think he is today, and who think they can get away with anything they want to do because the law's been abolished and they can just go to Jesus Christ and this person's going to forgive whatever they do and they got a ticket to heaven. I think there was a rock and roll song back in the 70s. I know where I'm going to go and I'm going to die. Because I got a connection in heaven or with Jesus or something like that. Norman Greenbaum. I can't remember the words. But it's that attitude. We're going to all go to heaven, which we're not, by the way, if you know with the Bible. And we can do anything we want to do. And all we got to do is go on church on Sunday, just ask God to forgive it. Matter of fact, we don't even have to go to church on Sunday anymore. We have a relationship with God. We can just say, just forgive all the stuff that I do all week long. And I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I hope you like it. And you know what? People are going to have a surprise coming. Maybe not in this world, but in the judgment day. First of all, they're going to awake from a dead state and call the general resurrection. You know, the very first resurrection, you see this in Revelation. The first resurrection is of true Christians who have obeyed Christ and God the Father their entire lives. They repented of their sins. They understood their sins. And they also understood that the law showed them their sins. And they knew they could go to Christ using his blood and using the forgiveness that he could give them, that they could find forgiveness of their sins and they would not sin anymore. Do you remember when Jesus had the prostitute come to him or they brought the prostitute to him and he said, he without a sin cast the first stone, and they all walked away. And then he looked at her and he said, where are your accusers? And she said, they're all here. Nobody's left. And he goes, well, they don't accuse you. Well, neither will I. Go and sin no more. He didn't go say, oh, you're forgiven. Go do what you want to do and keep coming back here and I'll keep forgiving you. That's not what it's about. And too many people believe that's what it's about. And they're believing so to their own destruction because they're going to wake up to a general resurrection. The millennium is already over with. Go to Revelation. Read about it for yourselves. The millennium's over with, and all of a sudden they wake from the dead, and all of a sudden they see all kinds of judges are standing around them, judging them. And then whoever that judge is going to be, will it be Christ himself, or will it be one of the other people of heaven? Will it be us? I don't know. It doesn't really explain that. But somebody's going to open up the books, and they go, what's your name? Oh, Joe Blow. Let me see, Joe Blow. Joe Blow of Cincinnati, Ohio, huh? Uh-oh. And then you're going to be judged by whatever was written about you in the book. And so you think you have winged your way to heaven, which you haven't. You think you've lied your way past God, and God doesn't know any better that you lied about what you did and what you believed and what you were going to do. But you're going to find out there is a judgment day coming, and you're going to have to pay the fiddler. Now, do you have another chance then or not? That can be up. That's a matter of controversy, in my opinion, because there are some scriptures that lead to the idea that God is going to give people like that a second chance without the devil influencing them. But there are other verses that Jesus' red letter, you know, words kind of say that these people have already dug their grave and they're going to be destroyed after they are found guilty in that second resurrection. I personally wouldn't want to make my entire eternal life subject to my misinterpretation of those scriptures. I would want to follow the way Christ said to do so in the first place. Go and sin no more. I'll be right back after these words from theplaintruth.com. Hi, Bob Barney here with theplaintruth.com, the place to go to find out what's happening in today's world and what it means to you, your family, your future, even your past, maybe. That's theplaintruth.com, where you can find Your Health Today, the message board, and these podcasts. Be there. Thank you. Well, we're back, and we're talking about, do we believe in the right Jesus? There is a false Jesus. It's warned to us in the Bible, and especially the Apostle Paul tells us to be wary of false Christ and false apostles and false messiahs and the false gospel, and follow the real gospel, the one that was first brought to you. We have to follow the words of Christ in red, and that is why the Plain Truth came out with the Bible with all the words of Christ in red, including in the Old Testament. Because unfortunately, false Christianity has so infiltrated your mind, most likely, that you actually believe that the God of Adam and Eve and the God of Moses and the God of David and the God that was so harsh that ordered the Sabbath breaker stoned to death and ordered the complete destruction of the Philistines, man, woman, and even infant babies, that God was the Father God and Jesus Christ was this lesser Son of God, somehow in this Trinity thing, and they really can't explain it, and they can't explain it because it's not in the Bible, for pity's sakes. But anyway, and that when Christ came, and as a man, and he was this nice part of God, he was the younger, more hip, you know, your father when you were a teenager, he was old-fashioned, you know, he kind of had these rules, and these regulations, and these stupid ideas about who can drive the car, and should you be able to be out past midnight, or should you follow the same rules that he had to follow 30, 40 years earlier, but that was the 1930s, and now this was the 1970s, or today, the 2020s, and so we think our parents don't know what we're doing. Well, people believe that is what Jesus Christ stood for. He stood for this new modern Christianity, this new idea of total forgiveness of all sins, no matter what you do. Just go to him, say, I want to be forgiven, and you're forgiven, and you go right on doing it. And that is just a complete false gospel. It is a false Christianity that will actually lead the people who follow it to their eternal destruction if they don't change their ways. Now, do you change your ways in the world to come or now? I'm not going to get into that in this program, but I will say one thing. I would not gamble with my eternal promise of eternal life, and I would follow what the Bible says in red. Just one day, and I really, 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 really do wish one day people take the time and they do buy the Plain Truth Bible. You can get the Kindle version, and you can go through that, and I think if that's all you can afford, that's fine. And you can't find it by chapter and verse. It was written and put on Kindle long before that was available to me to do, and I've never had the time to redo it. But you can still see all the words of Christ in red in that $9 version. But if you get the actual 5-volume set of ours, you can see every word that God said in the Old and New Testament, and they're in red. And that God is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, if you believe in the Gospel of John, the very first chapter plainly says that he is the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he is the logo. He is the spokesman. So when, and also that chapter, the first chapter of the Gospel of John, says that the Word, Jesus Christ, created everything that was created. Created the universe, created the heavens and the earth, created everything. It doesn't even imply that the Father had anything to do with it, though I believe he did. I think it was the Father's power as well. They're in total agreement. But the being who said, "Let there be light," was not God the Father. It was Jesus Christ. The being who said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness," was Jesus Christ speaking in his pre-human form to the God the Father, his equal, his co-part, because there are many scriptures that say before the fall of man, Jesus and the Father were totally equal in power. They were total, like before the fall of Adam and Eve, the woman and the man were totally equal. The woman was not subservient to the man. She was equal to the man. Remember, God, which is Jesus Christ, took Adam's rib and fashioned the woman. He took Adam's rib. Where is your rib located? On your side. Now, he didn't take a leg bone. He didn't take the head, some bone out of the skull to make her superior to man. And he didn't take a foot bone to make her inferior to man. He took her rib, his rib, which made her equal to Adam. She is his helpmate, total equal, as God the Father and Jesus Christ were equal before the fall of mankind. Afterwards, Christ allowed himself to be lowered in position in heaven to become a lesser powerful God, but still part of the two-headed Godhead known as God the Father and Jesus Christ. And they are comprised of the Holy Spirit. Don't let anybody deceive you, and that's what's going on. Modern Christianity has totally, totally deceived the people of what the Bible actually says. Most people don't really read the Bible. They listen to what others say is in the Bible. Maybe a lot of you out there are listening to me, what I say is in the Bible. But what I'm a little different is I want you to read it for yourself. I want you to get some dictionaries and some Bible commentaries out and read it and read what other people have to say about it. They don't have to be right, by the way, but you should read other positions and points of view. You should do that, and then you should maybe listen to what I have to say as well and put it all together and come up with an informed answer of what did God say about this subject. That's not how most people get to their religion, and unfortunately, that is not good. It's not good for themselves, and it's not good for society in general, because what we have today is a false Christianity permeating the entire world, masquerading as the religion, and it's not really a religion, the religion of Jesus Christ that he brought to this earth some 2,000 years ago, and it is simply not. And you go to both the New Testament epistles and the Acts of the Apostles, and you can see even in their time already, within 10, 15 years of Jesus Christ dying, you can see a false gospel being preached. And Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 takes to task the one that says there is no resurrection of the dead. That's because already it crept into the church from Greek mythology, not from the Bible, but from Greek mythology, that when you die, you have a soul that goes to heaven or hell. And that creeped into a lot of Christian theology. And Paul was just shocked that people started believing in this and not the true gospel of what really happens to the dead, that they go to sleep and they stay asleep until Christ returns and brings them out of their graves, what's called the first resurrection, if you're a Christian. And if you're not, you stay in that grave all the way through the millennium. And then you are resurrected. It's the second resurrection. And then you are judged by what you did, by what's in those books. Don't believe me. Go to Revelation. Start with chapter 19 and read it to the end. And read what God, Jesus Christ, has to say about the plan of God in the end times. It's all summed up in 2 or 3 chapters. You don't have to listen to me. Just do it for yourself. And I don't care what version you read it in, you're going to say, I didn't realize that. I never knew that. If you didn't read it, that's what you're going to say. Even if you read it under the tutelage of a modern Christian perspective, you probably still have it wrong. That's just the plain truth, and I'm sorry to break that news to you. But I'm telling you now, we have to, as a people, go back to God. I keep saying the plain truth is not a religious site. We are not. I am not an evangelist. I'm not a minister. I am a person who's trying to be a reporter of the real news of today and tomorrow based on what God has to say about the news, because God is in charge of everything. The problem with the news you listen to when you watch ABC or Fox News or News Nation, whatever you, or you read the New York Times, the problem is you're reading from a perspective of someone who really either A, doesn't believe in God at all anyway, they're atheist, or B, they're believing in a false God. They're believing in false Christianity. You can read the Washington Stand, for example, which is a religious type newspaper. And most of their articles are totally wrong what they say, because where are they coming from? They're coming from a Baptist right wing view of everything, and they don't even understand the Bible they quote. And so does most theologians today. They do not understand what the Bible says, because they do not want to follow what the Bible says. And I'm telling you that we have to follow what God says for us to do, if we like it or not. Well, that's the show for today. A little shorter than normal, but I just thought it's about time that we talk about today's news in the light of what God has to think about things, and about you and about your personal salvation. You are made in the image of God. Never forget that. You are a worthwhile human being, or you wouldn't be here. You are in the image of God. I don't care if you're taking drugs right now, if you're a prostitute, or you're just a sorry person who doesn't think anybody loves them. You are in the image of the Creator God's. Nothing can be more important than that. Take it serious. Go to that living God and find your salvation. It's there for you. It is the news, your best news you're ever going to hear. Bob Barney for The Plain Truth, saying thank you for listening. Bye-bye.